This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 3, 2017. The LifeBridge Homeless Shelter in Salem is more than just a shelter, according to Executive Director Jason Etheridge. With a full cafeteria, counseling sessions, outreach programs, and apartments on its campus, LifeBridge has 50 beds available for those in need. And according to Etheridge, the Salem Police Department is fully invested in helping out clients.
Here in Salem specifically, we have an amazing program that is all through the Salem Police Department. They have a unit that's called the Community Impact Unit. And there's these three officers who serve as liaisons to all the social service agencies within the city. It's a bit unique in that these three officers are really not responding to anything else but those social service agencies. So when they're on, you know, they're working with us full time, you know, 7 days a week, constantly available. So that group of people we have in our building almost every day. And it's a bit unique, or it's getting better, but you know, to see police officers in the homeless shelter working with clients is, sometimes people walk in and go, why are the police here? I say, well, they're working with Jimmy. You know, he has something going on, and these are the gentlemen that are going to help him get through it. And we do this because we very much are part of the community. And what we do here at LifeBridge affects the community. So we want to make sure we're good neighbors. And quite honestly, it's a very mutually beneficial relationship. When we work with the CIU and they find out that Jimmy, you know, and I'm just using a name, has a warrant in Haverhill for outstanding parking tickets, you know, they're coming in here and saying, hey, you know, Jimmy's got to get that fixed. How do we help him do that? As opposed to, oh, Jimmy's got those outstanding warrants. Let's lock them up and figure out what we're going to do. No, it's very much a community-based support, and it's worked marvelously, and we've grown that relationship over the past years, and they're as much of a resource to us as we are to them, so it works out really well.
That's LifeBridge Executive Director Jason Etheridge. Last week, we shared a story about how the Swampscott schools were closing a large budget gap. Now, we learn the teachers have turned down a contract offer. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, school officials in Swampscott, already grappling with a $275,000 budget deficit, are seeing an additional obstacle after the Swampscott Education Association, the teachers' union, rejected their proposed contract and could potentially seek higher raises. School officials held a public forum on their proposed $30.49 million FY18 budget last week. After revolving funds and grants are taken into account, the school district budgeted for $28,272,500 in a town allocation, but the town is already allocating an additional $750,000 from last year's amount, or $27,997,500. Therein lies the $275,000 deficit. School officials are faced with a scenario where the $750,000 increases in town allocation is not even enough to cover their teacher and staff anticipated salary increases. In December, Evan Katz, school business administrator, projected there would be $960,000 in salary increases for school employees and teachers, but that was based on a then-anticipated 1.5% raise for educators. Parents are not happy that to bridge the $275,000 gap, the school department is considering transitioning full-day kindergarten to a half-day program at no charge. Parents would have to pay tuition for the full-day program. Superintendent Pamela Angelakis said that without a ratification of a teacher's contract or the moratorium of an agreement, budgeting an unknown increase for potential raises is difficult, if not impossible. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. The item story is authored by Gayla Colley. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you very much. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, writes that a raft of proposals to limit the cultivation, sale, and use of marijuana is infuriating pot advocates who say lawmakers are trying to eviscerate key provisions of a voter-approved law. Among more than three dozen bills pending in the legislature are proposals to cut in half the number of pot plants that can be grown on someone's property from a dozen to six and impose a two-year ban on edible marijuana products. One bill, filed by Senator William Brownsberger, a Democrat from Belmont, even seeks to repeal the referendum allowing for the sale and possession of pot. The question divided voters north of Boston. Gloucester, Newburyport, Salem, Amesbury, Swampscott, and Beverly were among communities where majorities voted to legalize marijuana. Majorities of voters in Andover, North Andover, Peabody, Danvers, and Lawrence were among those against. Thomas Grillo writes in itemlive.com, the city of Lynn is on track to earn more than $1 million in parking revenues for the sixth consecutive year. The newest data from Lynn's comptroller revealed the city has earned nearly $600,000 for the first 7 months of fiscal 2017, which began in July. The biggest amount, $307,185, came from parking fines. While this year's revenues are healthy, they are expected to be slightly lower than the $1.2 million that was raised last year. Lynn's parking department could generate even more cash, according to the report, if it were fully staffed. More on this story, of course, in today's itemlive.com by Thomas Grillo. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.